Lent Bumps.
Cam FM.
That's the start cannon, and they've started here. Looking down the river, it looks like quite a lot of mess, especially surrounding that LMBC boat already. But it will be interesting to see whatever can clear up as they come past me. They're very tight to the bank, but now they're going across to the other side. They haven't taken the conservative of lines, quite liberal, I'd say. In fact, already got some shouts, maybe even a whistle or two further down. MRMC, now they're cruising past me. It's very flashy all around at the moment, not seen at all. But, oh gosh, I've just been hit by a few flashes there. But MRMC is cruising round. They've got that. Well, they're being chased quite well here by Christ, who are possibly about a length away. I think that one could develop round into Grassy for a bump. They're being followed by St. Cat's MP. They're about on stages with Christ. So if Christ don't bump, they're going to be in trouble from Cat's. Don't look like they're going to be troubled by Hughes Hall behind them, who are looking a bit tired and ragged. Shouts of sharp from the Cox, because LMBC are starting to put on a bit of a push here. They're about to get within a length around the corner here. Their line's pretty good. They're being followed now by Maudlin. Whistle right there, because LMBC is coming very fine here. Maudlin, they're within, well, roughly on station again for LMBC, and they've got a lot of clear water behind them. The next boat to come through after Maudlin, Claire Hall. They're taking a quite lackadaisical road, because everything behind them has bumped. I can't quite believe what I'm saying, but everything behind the seventh boat in this division, Claire Hall M2, seems to have bumped even before the bridge. So I'm going to be running down there, and I'm hoping to throw to Daisy, who might have something to commentate around Grassy.
Yes, I do. So I can see Emma M2 rowing past me, coming around Grassy Corner. They are followed by Price M2, team about on station. Maybe Price M2 seems to be pulling a bit closer to Emmanuel M2 as we're going around Grassy. Behind them, I've got Cats M2. And then behind them, we've got Hughes Hall M1, who, as Rahul said earlier, do look like they're maybe tiring a bit. Cats M2 kind of getting away from them, and Lady Margaret following Hughes Hall M1. Then they're being chased by Maudlin M2, who are maybe about a boat length, not slightly more than a boat length, away from Lady Margaret M3. So as the division continues, I can also see Claire Hall M1, and then, as Rahul said, nothing behind there. I can see the first few crews about around Ditton, so soon Andrew might have something to say about that, but I've not actually seen any bumps ahead of me around Grassy. Andrew, can you see anything at Ditton yet?
I've just seen the black blades of Emmanuel M2. They've got quite M2 put on their heads, I'd say. Oh, they're probably much more than the legs in that. Other than that, behind them, some cats, they seem to be going okay. That's what, not so much danger for them. They seem to be going nice and smoothly. There has been a bump. Emmanuel M2, they've just been over to the side, and that's their strike M2. They've got clean water ahead of them now. They're going smoothly, beautifully. They've got nothing ahead. They've got things behind them, but their main worry has got to be certainly Hughes Hall in behind them. LMBC, oh, they're only getting a sandwich here, LMBC. They've got Maggie M2 behind them and Hughes Hall ahead of them. I'm going to have to run to keep up with this one. This is exciting. I'd say the closest chance of the bump is probably Maggie M2 on LMBC. Everyone's running short. I'm seeing some worried faces on a lot of the crew. But as of yet, I'm hearing whistles, but nothing confirmed as of yet. I'm going to run to keep up with this one. The sound is constant. Excited whistles around me. LMBC are closing very much on Newport. There can't be much more than the length of them. You can hear the whistles singing that. But their main worry is stopping Maggie M2. LMBC are in a sandwich. It's a question whether Maggie M2 are going to catch LMBC or LMBC are going to catch Newport. You can probably hear me panting. I'm trying to sprint and stay out with this one. LMBC will be desperate to get this off of their own truck yesterday. But I say Maggie M2 are closing more quickly than they're closing on Tuesday M1. I can see some teeth, no doubt about it. Whistles are loud. Toxins are loud. Everything's loud, really. Including my panting. LMBC, they're in a boat that's in real trouble at the moment. I say they're probably running out of steam a touch. Maggie M2 have got this in the bag. I say they're on for blades, and that could be it for them. I'm seeing some dejected five faces now. moment now the cops have got to concede. Yeah,
cool.
There it is.
Thanks.
LMBC, after their overbump yesterday, have been bumped by Shaggy M2. Unbelievable drama.
Bravo.
M2 are still going down the coast. Still going down further down the river. I'm going to get some reaction with that.
Bravo.
Rockle, what do you think?
I finally cleared up what's happened, Dad. Would you believe it? There's been an ejected crab. Churchill MC, their number three man, ejected from the boat. Held up the whole division. All the crews here are being held back. It sounds like there might be calls for a reroute down at the top of the course. Andrew, what have you got? What can you confirm for us on the long route?
I can confirm Maggie M2 is certainly not, and I can get some immediate reaction now. Do you want to do a workout? You can just make it. How's it feel, guys? Clearly not got ahead of the radio. We'll let him off. He's very happy. There are a lot of emotions running high. I'll run down.
Andrew, just quickly, did I hear you say the price is bumped up on Emmanuel?
Sorry?
Andrew, did I hear you say that Christ had bumped Emmanuel?
I cannot confirm that because it went, I couldn't catch up with that.
Okay.
I can't confirm.
Okay. Okay, no worries. What I would say is...
I can grab a word with LMBC.
Okay, I think it might be time to just get a bit of stock, because this division has gone awry by quite a bit. I think what we're going to need to do is make sure our commentators can hold their position. I'm sorry, we seem to have quite a bit of interference on the line. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to suggest we cut back to the studio, because there's not any racing going on at the moment. And then what we'll do is we'll all ring back in a second and see if we can clear up some of this interference and we can get you back on the river. The big news from this division thus far is that Churchill M2 caught an ejector crab, which has held up all of the division from them down to the bottom. It sounds like it's going to be a rewrite, but I'll have more on that in a sec. Sam, back to you.
Thank you, Rahul. Amazing scenes and sounds down from the river there. Churchill M2 with an ejector crab. Going to be a rewrite, but then they don't normally do rerows on the last eight. Who knows what's going to happen? Either way, it's pretty unbelievable. We're going back across to the riverside now. Rahul, can you give us an update on what's been going on?
Okay, right. Well, I'm down here basically at the motorway bridge, which has Newnham Daub on it, just getting some more info on this Churchill ejector crab. So, what's happened is I've seen some surf row past me on a little row home. So, Daisy will probably be seeing that very shortly. Churchill were pulling away from first and third at the time they caught their ejector crab. So they're both going to be given technical rowovers by the sound of it. And then behind them, it's still all getting sorted out as to who's going to re-row and who's going to get technicals. Other than that, we can't re-report anything. But what I'd really love is if Daisy could maybe do some summaries of what was happening earlier on in this division.
Okay, thanks, Rahul. So, from what we can tell has been happening earlier on in the division, Andrew thought there may have been a bump between Christ and Drew and Evan, but we're a bit too far away to see that. And then he did definitely see a bump between Maudlin and Drew and Lady Margaret and three. And yeah, there was potentially something going on between Hughes and St. Cat, but I don't think we managed to confirm that either. But I can currently see first and third rowing towards him. It looks like they're rowing home or rowing over. Not entirely clear at this stage, but maybe Rahul can clear some of that up for us.
Yeah, I can indeed, Daisy. Thanks for that. First and third are going to be just rowing home now. They're not going to be racing in this division. They're just getting a row over because Churchill, they were chased, caught an ejector crab, but Churchill were in fact pulling away. So it was decided that that wasn't going to develop into a bumping situation. Andrew, if we've got you, do you have any news on that Christ Emma clash up top?
I'm just about to put on my bike and head down the center of the happening. It just went around the corner. I just looked quite see it. All I can confirm is the Mag against LMBC.
Right, thanks, Andrew. I very much struggled to hear that. So if either Sam or Daisy feel like they caught the gist of that, then do feel free to tell me what you think happened there.
No, I think we'll have to let Andrew drop off.
I've just seen Peterhouse and Robinson start a little row. I'm not sure if they're just rowing up the first post. I'm going to try and grab someone on the side here. So, Daisy, if you just pick up the commentary for a little bit while I try and find out if Peterhouse and Robinson are set for a re-row or are just rowing home.
Yep, sure. So, this is Daisy standing at a grassy corner. The weather is taking a turn for the worse. It got very chilly suddenly, and we've got lots of spectators looking around a bit confused because we're not sure where all the crews are, but we're going to find out more about that soon. So just to give you a kind of preliminary summary of the first half of the division, none of these are yet confirmed, but we think we've maybe had a bump between Christ and Emma, M2 at the top, and then potentially also a bump between Hutal M1 and St. Cat's M1, all of that was happening a little bit further away from our commentators, we couldn't quite see that, but we definitely did see a bump between Maudlin M2 and Lady Margaret M3. Next, so we had Claire Hall M1 rowing over after all of those, and then the infamous Churchill M2 ejector crab. So they've been given a technical row over, and then first and third M3, we've just seen them row past us at grassy around the from them around the corner at distance. So they've also been given a row over because it looked like Churchill M2 were actually pulling away from them when they caught the ejector crab. So first and third M3 were given a row over because it didn't look like that was going to turn into a bump. But this is really, really exciting. I've never actually seen the ejector crab, and I'm sorry to have missed that one for being further down the division, but that's really exciting. I can see more crews rowing round. So Rahul, I think that might be Steve Castro since earlier. Rahul, have you got any news yet? Doesn't sound like Rahul has yet got any news yet, but I think that's Steve House that I can see rowing down. Yeah, that's Peterhouse, but doesn't seem to be followed by anyone now, so not sure whether Peterhouse have also been given a row over possibly, but that's the question. Where is Robinson? Because we've not seen them come past. Hopefully Rahul will have some more news about that after the start. He's endeavouring to find out as much as we can about this really exciting and confusing division. Rahul, do you have any news yet at first post?
It's still all a bit manic. Basically, the Churchill man who got ejected is just being seen to by the paramedics. It sounds like he's all right, but just might need a little hug and just to be made sure that nothing too treacherous has happened to him. Other than that, well, if you've seen the Peterhouse crew rowing home, that will mean that they've been given some sort of technical. There was a boat that got quite heavily damaged. Darwin apparently careering into somewhere. I'm trying to chase up some info on that. In fact, I've got an umpire marshal near me, so I might try and just grab him and find out what he knows.
Rahul? Yep. This is Daisy. I can see Peter's rowing past, and I can see Peter's rowing past me now, and you mentioned the boat being damaged. Well, Peter's boat seems to be missing a rigger. That is the damaged boat, and yeah, so they're actually missing a rower in there now. They're not rowing back with a full crew because, you know, they can't row with the extra man because there's no rigger for the oar. So I can confirm that Peter's boat was the damaged one, which would make sense as Darwin was directly behind them. So Rahul, have you found out anything more?
I'm just waiting. The umpires are still having some conversations, just trying to work out the situation here. It's all a bit manic with boats being damaged and people being thrown into the water. Understandably, their first concern is just to make sure the river is all clear and no one's going to get unnecessarily involved in any further incidents. So I think it is worth staying on the river for now. But Daisy, how bad did that damage look?
Well, the damage looked quite bad. The rigger just completely clean, being taken off. Luckily, there doesn't seem to be any holes in the boat. It's as if someone forgot to put the rigger on. And the boat is just, the oar is just kind of resting in the boat because there's nowhere to rest it on the side of the boat in the rigger. And yeah, so it looked like they were rowing back with about six men, I think, actually. Because obviously you need the number so you've got the same number of oars on each side. I can now see Wolfson rowing home slowly, kind of just taking it really easy. And I've heard another cannon. Rahul, does that mean we are starting again?
I've heard another cannon as well, and I cannot see anything on the river that is moving on here on the on First Post Bridge. I've got what looks like a crew stomping towards me, so I might try and find out and sort something about what they think might have happened. If you can just, again, pick up, sorry for the confusion, everyone, but the state of play at the moment is the Churchill Corner, Jack the Crab, left their boat. Darwin then careered into the Peterhouse boat. There's a lot of confusion going around.
So this is Daisy at Grassy. I can see that Robinson M2 are pulling over. Yes, I actually have some here from Robinson. You can tell me what's going on.
From the cannons of Churchill and Jack the Crab, on the bridge. So the bridge held up, Peterhouse held it up, and Darwin ploughed into Peterhouse. Race base, taking rigger, and also rudder. So it's all a bit of a situation, and now there's a re-row for the sponsor.
Thank you very much for confirming that for me. That's helpful. I hope you could all hear that clearly. So yeah, I can confirm that the rigger was taken off Peterhouse, but then also Robinson have got a damaged rudder, so that's why I've just pulled up in front of me at Grassy. But I hope that's more news for us.
So I'm stood with a friend of Cam FM, the Claire coach, who says that he saw absolutely everything. So I'm going to ask him a few questions and see if we can get this sorted out. What we know is that Churchill got on his Jack the Crab.
Oh, yeah. It was fantastic. As a Jack the Crab's go, this was one of the premium examples that I've seen. Caught the water, proper strong as well, hope backwards into the water, and of course that was just okay. The exciting part though for us, obviously they've just started, they've got to get us to full speed. The first third boat behind, the main stock to go through, the cat was in the water, right on their bow, there's no way she could see him, and we started some bank to hold it up. The crew, the cop, killed it on a penny, and Chris, some serious injury there for the Churchill rower, so pretty fantastic there.
Brilliant. And then what's happened between Robinson? We heard something about Darwin careering into Peterhouse and damaging that boat.
Well, all I know is that I've actually replaced the Darwin bow ball, which tells them they're very cheap, sort of £50 for that. And Darwin bow ball without a rigger on the 7 feet by the looks of it. What exactly happened, I'm not sure. But yeah, there must have been some sort of collision there.
Right, and do you think we're expecting re-rows? Brilliant, thank you very, very much.
There is one thing, W2 division that's coming up soon. My partner, Stella Lepidakis, in there, and I know that her mum is in Greece. That's Kyria Animalieri, and they've created Camera Fame to give her a shout out during that stage.
Of course, well, I'm sure we'll get that shout out done for the W2 division. Thank you very, very much. Right, so from the sounds of it, all those cannons going off around me are 4-minute cannons, and then just there, the 1-minute cannon for the re-row of the boat from Darwin down. So Darwin M2, Wolfson M2, AR Anglia Ruskin M1, Pitt Hall M2, Jesus M3, and Hughes Hall M2. That's the start cannon. I can see in fact they have started. So that's the situation right here. I'm right down at the bottom of First Post Bridge. So what I'm going to have to do is try and dash up and get as much info as possible on this one. But it's going to be to Daisy, who's hopefully going to see some action, well, in quite a long time, because they haven't even gone under the rail bridge. But there's a massive re-row going on right now as I try and dodge oncoming bikes. I'm still running well ahead of them and not even bothering to look around, because I'm going to try and get a position here to view First Post Bridge. So, if I just plant my foot there. There we go. Darwin now, rowing now at the top of this division, as you heard, they've had their foul ball replaced. They're just going to pass under the shadow of the motorway bridge. Behind them, it is indeed Bits M2, who are looking a bit messy in their stroke. Do you blame them? It must all be a little bit frantic in those boats. Time for the coxes. Has there been enough to calm those crews down? Behind Bits, who have, well, what looks like maybe two, even three lengths up on Wolfson. So they're not going to worry, but Fitz are closing down on this Darwin boat. This Darwin boat that's caused so much havoc today. Fitz are maybe within a length. If there's a whistle, it'll come soon. Wolfson, as I say, two lengths off. They're not going to face any trouble, Fitz, today. There's the whistle. There's the whistle to tell them that they're within a length, Fitz are, of that Darwin boat. As I sit behind us, Wolfson coming past me just now. Anglia Ruskin in behind them. They're roughly on station. Ruskin looking nice and strong, actually, and very together as a crew today. They're being chased by Tit Horse. Again, roughly on station at this early point in the race. It's quite hard to tell. Tit Hall being chased by Jesus. Jesus looks to be making a little bit of a gain on them. I'd say they're within that length distance. In fact, that whistle behind me tells you that they indeed are, and following up right at the bottom of this division, it's Hughes Hall M2. Hughes Hall M2 aren't going to be doing anything today. They're not catching up with Jesus. Jesus, who are really turning on the pressure now, trying to catch up with that Tit Hall boat. Now all I've got is boats down the long reach, to really down the first street. It really is a beautiful sight as that top boat in the division now starts to go into first post corner, starts to make the turn. No boats get a bump on first post reach. A lot of splashing, a lot of frantic movement. You can tell these boats are now jostling. They all sense blood, so many of them on station. If they can make a move around the first post corner, that could spell bumping time down by day. You should start seeing those boats appearing.
Yeah, I can just about see Darwin coming around the corner, and hopefully we'll soon see Fitzwilliam following them. I can hear whistles. I can hear single whistles, so that means they're within a boat length. I can see Fitz coming around chasing Darwin now. They're still only just coming around first post corner and into the gut, really. But yeah, they're definitely length. I might be able to hear a double whistle. I can hear a double whistle, so they're within a half boat length there. Behind them, I can see Wolfson coming round, and then Anglia Ruskin one. So they're all coming round the grassy corner now. They don't seem to have made any more gains than a half length. So that's Fitzwilliam following Darwin M2 from the Darwin, who have caused, as Rahul said, quite a lot of damage already in this division. They're coming past me around grassy corner. Their cops are screaming at them. They're really, really trying hard. Hoping they're perfect for the oars. They look quite good, actually. They look like they're rowing quite cleanly. And Fitz lost their whistles, actually. Fitz look like they're about on station with them. But then behind them, we've got Wolfson, followed by Anglia Ruskin and One. And Anglia Ruskin and One look like they might be coming from Wolfson. Maybe about half a boat length away from them. So they're coming around grassy corner now. Yeah, I hear about half a boat length. And so Anglia Ruskin and One are looking pretty good, it seems. Behind them, we have Trinity Hall M2 being followed by Jesus. And then, yeah, as Rahul said, behind them we have Hughes Hall M2, who don't look like they can do anything. It looks like they're going to be rowers because they have a lot of people to catch up, because they're going to get Jesus. So Jesus are about on station with Trinity Hall M2, but it doesn't quite look like they're going to catch Anglia Ruskin M1, who have taken a very odd line through grassy corner. They're very, very close to the outer bank side, and they're chasing down Wolfson M2 pretty hard. They've come more central now, so Anglia Ruskin M1 aren't quite as close to the bank as they were. Then we've got Jesus again following Kit Hall, and he's all just making it easy, rowing past Robinson with their broken rudder. So I'm going to try and see if I can see anything further down there. As they all out and disengage away from me. I haven't seen any concessions yet, but we could get some as they go around Ditton. I'll see what I can get. Rahul, everything's going to happen to you, so you're not going to be able to see anything. Nope, Rahul has not left, so I'm running to see if I can possibly get around Ditton in time to see anything at all. So this is the re-row of the bottom half of the M3 division.
to Rahul.
Has been hit by calamity. Rahul, what's
so as Daisy makes that run round Clow and Ditton, it sounds like, I'm just going to try and again impose a bit of order on what's been a very messy division. And if we have Andrew hearing anything, great.
Andrew.
At the top of the division. Oh, Andrew's got something. Andrew, what do you
see? Okay, I can confirm, before the replay in the first race, we did have Clough M2 bump up on Emmanuel M2. And that much more we had to Maggie M2, Lady Margaret. I'm now seeing the first few boats in the rerun come down towards Longreach. There seems to be a bit of still a bit of space between them. No danger yet from bump up, I would suggest.
But this is Dave, that's my car now. Everything is around the different corner, so we had little bumps on Power Reach. There are a lot of spectators at the Power trying to think what on earth would be going on in the division. Andrew, can you see anything?
Right. Darwin M are going strongly, is shouting loudly. They seem to be safe, yes, they have clear water ahead of them. And they have Fitzwilliam M2, I believe, behind them. They've got huge gap ahead of Anglia Ruskin M1. So Anglia Ruskin M1, all they've got to do is stay clear of Fitzwilliam M2 who are behind them. There has been a bump up the river. I can't get them out of that. But the pit called Anglia Ruskin bump is one that can happen. Otherwise, it's actually Jesus M3, the Jesus M3 on tip. That's what I'm seeing at the moment.
Okay, no worries. As we try and sort out what's going down there on the long reach, it sounds like we've got pretty much row over, all the way through. I finally got Churchill just rowing past me, and they've got that man back in the boat, but oh, he's got his eyes closed, he's holding onto the sides of the boat, he's got a smile on his face, thankfully, and everyone there looks pretty fearful. I think that one's just going to be a little bit of a nice joke club dinner, nothing too serious there, but obviously enough to put him out of action. He's just got his oar inside the boat, so they're just rowing as a seven, just paddling back home. They'll get hopefully a nice little clap and a nice little cheer from the assembled crowd on Grassy Corner as they just go past. In fact, the colt's giving a nice little royal wave as they go past. So that's the Churchill boat that started off all the confusion earlier today. So to remind you, at the top of this division, we think we've called Christ M2 bumping up on Emmanuel M2. St. Captain Hughes Hall, we think, are good for rowovers. Maudlin M2 bumped Maggie M3 to continue a fantastic run to Blades for Maudlin. Clare Hall rode over, well, because they have no one chasing them. Churchill M2, who were pulling away from Fat, got caught an ejector crab in the number three seat and did a fantastic head-over-heels split into the water, which forced first and third to hold it up extremely quickly. The Clare coach, very positive about the skill with which first and third managed to do that. First and third were ordered to row home, given the technical row over there. But behind them, there was a bit of confusion because Robinson were given, I believe, a technical row over because Peterhouse, who was chasing them, were careered into by the Downing.
I thought Tom FM, would any of you be interested in
your to Downing to the Peterhouse M2 boat? So, putting them both out of action, they were then ordered to row, or Peterhouse were ordered to row home, having had their rudder fixed. Darwin M2 then, from them down, re-row, so a proper re-row, and it sounds like what we've got at the moment is that none of those crews from Downing, from Darwin down, Darwin M2, Wolfson M2, ARU, Pit Hall, Jesus, Cusel, all rowing over, unless Daisy has something to add. Daisy?
I do have something to add, so now I'm on the Anglia Ruskin M1, who have actually jumped. So how are you feeling, everyone? Thank you for that. So yeah, they've got foliage in their kits now. We've got the coach now wanting to request the song. I'll have to see what she wants and relay that back to you, Sam, in the studio. But congratulations, guys.
Thank you.
Well done. So, Rahul, I can confirm that there was another bump actually partway down that division.
So, that was ARU bumping Wolfson M2.
That's correct.
Fantastic, Daisy. And as you look down, I reached the boat. As you look down, can you see any other boats pulled in, or does it look like they've all gone to row over?
Well, I can see boats rowing back. I can't see any others pulled in. Wolfson have already started rowing home. So if others either got rowovers or have already rowed past, but as I got onto Flyreach, couldn't see any others pulled over. So that may be the only bump.
Okay, fantastic. Thanks ever so much, Daisy. In which case, it's probably time to do a rundown of what I think it is safe to say has been the messiest and most frantic division on the river this Lent from. The M3 division on day 5 of racing, fourth race that M3 boats have taken part in after their rest day on, I believe it was Thursday. Going from the top, Emmanuel M2 surrendering their position at the top of the division to Christ M2, who bumped them. They'll be taking the sandwich boat position into the M2 division. St. Cat M2, we believe, rode over as did Paul M1. LMBC were bumped by Magdalen M2. Magdalen M2 earning their blade in this race. Claire rowing over. Churchill M2 given a technical because of that ejector crab, although they were pulling away from first and third M3. First and third M3, Robinson M2 and Peterhouse M2 all being awarded technicals. Darwin down all had to re-row, and we believe that the situation there is that Darwin M2 have rowed over, Fitzwilliam M2 have rowed over, Anglia Ruskin M1 continuing a lovely return to the bump scene, bumping up on Wolfson M2, Trinity Hall M2 rowing over, Jesus M3 rowing over, and Hughes Hall at the bottom of the division rowing over.
Lent bumps.
Cam FM.